Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to by the federal government, been lied to by Big Tech, been lied to by a Big Pharma. We continue to be lied to today by the Biden administration about the efficacy of taking the COVID-19 jab. They call a vaccination. That's an absolute lie. It is doing nothing but harming the health of those that take the jab. It's killing, multiplied thousands upon thousands of people. Yea, millions have died as a result of it. And yet we have Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci that are coming forward. Dr. Birx, by the way, Deborah Birx, has written a book. Part of her book that she's promoting on the television talk show scene. She admitted that, quote, I tweaked some of the data that I presented to President Trump. What do you mean? You tweaked some of the data. That means you fudged it. You lied about it. You deceived the president into believing that somehow, some way, he had to act and act promptly or Americans would die. I'm looking again. Let me just go briefly before we take our next caller. Let me take a moment and to just insert some thoughts. Headline one, Dr. Birx says COVID-19 vaccines were never going to protect against any infection. Further in the article, the one that was doing the interview, Dr. Birx had said at the time she was introduced on national television working with President Trump, she said, this is one of the most effective vaccines we have ever had in infectious disease arsenal. And so that's why I'm very enthusiastic about the vaccine, Dr. Birx told ABC podcast at the time the vaccines were introduced. And now she's saying, we knew that it was never going to protect against any infection whatsoever. She said in the latest interview, she said, Dr. Birx said this past Friday, but let's be very clear, 50% of the people who died from Omicron surge were older and all vaccinated, end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, that's just part of the story. I've got documents before me that says that 91% of those being placed in the hospital for COVID today have already been vaccinated, and boosted again. Proves that what Dr. Birx is now saying is truthful, that the vaccination was never intended to prevent any disease infection. But ladies and gentlemen, it's contrary-wise, it is murdering. It is mass medical murder of millions of people, not just in America, but globally. Here's another article that says, Deborah Birx, I knew the shots would not prevent COVID infection. Defenders of the federal officials, including President Biden, who declared 1 year ago that people who received the COVID-19 vaccines were not ever going to contract the disease, argues that the science changes now over time. But the White House coronavirus response coordinator at the time the vaccinations were developed and rolled out said in an interview Friday that she wasn't surprised that people who were quadruple vaccinated, ladies and gentlemen, including Biden and Dr. Anthony Fauci, contracted the disease anyway. quote, "I knew these vaccinations were not going to protect against any infection, and I think we simply overplayed the value of the vaccination." Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article that says, Sir Anthony Fauci, I'm using that prefix. This just says, Fauci concedes that COVID-19 vaccinations don't protect any against any infection. White House COVID-19 advisor Anthony Fauci conceded Wednesday morning that COVID-19 vaccines do not protect against any disease, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to and lied to and lied to, and finally, truth is coming out. Now, the question is, what will we do? How will we respond? How can we use this truth to be vindicated? My broadcast question today, will we ever get justice from COVID-19 lies? That's my question. Love to hear from you. I believe we have Tom on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for this topic you brought up today. But I hate to say no, we never will get an apology or get a refund. It's like President Lyndon Johnson put a tax on our Social Security to pay for the Vietnam War. Well, the war got over in 75. They never took the tax off. I'm paying tax on my Social Security. But I really think that I used to deal with doctors sometimes in land matters. I would develop land for them, and they were the least knowledgeable, but they thought they were the smartest because they went to school for 7 years. And it's really sad that this thing's blowing up in their face, that it's like, whoops, because Biden was the poster boy for the mask. I saw him, his skinny old arms. He got the first vaccines, and it showed him, you know, with, I think he had either his sleeve rolled up or no shirt, T-shirt. And now he's got COVID. Whoops. So my question back to you is, I guess, is this thing going to really catch on like this shooting they had in Texas, and you had 400 armed policemen and only one went in and took out the shooter? So will 399 get fired? Again, my question is, since Biden's got the COVID, doesn't this prove the whole thing is a hoax? And will it catch on like fire?
Tom, if I can jump in for just a minute, not only does it prove that through Biden, but Sir Anthony Fauci himself has COVID, and he has bragged about the fact that he's has his shot and his shot and his shot and his booster and booster and booster, and yet he has COVID. That's proof positive right there that the vaccination is not a vaccination. It does not prevent the disease at all. In fact, contrary-wise, as I said a little bit earlier, some of the major scientific minds, some of the major physicians that have investigated this and have told the truth over the past 2 years, that have been threatened and been deplatformed with their social media, et cetera, they have said that in the next 10 years, we'll probably have 1 billion people that will die globally as a result of the COVID vaccination. That shows what the intent was, in my opinion, the goal. It is the thinning out of the global population. It is the mindset of the eugenist that we need to protect Mother Earth, and so therefore we've got to get more people off the live chart and the dead chart going up. I've got article after article after article, Tom, in relationship to that. And may I say that your question being asked in response, will we ever get justice? No, indeed, I don't believe we will. But I'm thankful that at the close of the broadcast and nearing the close of the broadcast, after I present some other evidence, I'm going to present some documentation where a group of physicians, some major ones, have put together doctors and lawyers across America, and their intent is to file in federal courts a class action suit to try to bring about some kind of relief for families that have had their loved ones murdered by the medical establishment.
I'd like to remind the listeners that you're a parent that lost a child due to that scam.
Yes.
That they murdered your son, and you watched that thing go on and on. So this is not some thing you've dreamed up, or that you have firsthand information about this.
Tom, you're exactly correct, and I'm saddened to say, as even doing the broadcast brings back horrific memories of what Gene Jr. suffered in 71 days of his being tortured to death at the hands of the medical establishment in two hospitals in Virginia because they were following the CDC protocol. This is where this group of physicians now and attorneys are attacking the CDC protocol on the basis that it is conflicted with and totally contrary to all medical data and all medical strategies that have been taken in the past. The CDC protocol that were required by all doctors and all hospitals to put into place with a COVID patient is contrary to what has historically taken place with a medical doctor and the patient making the decision between the doctor and the patient, and not the doctor and CDC and then the patient. And that's what we've been faced with this whole scenario.
Dr. Youngblood, it's almost now when the government releases information, you have to run it by yourself. This is either about more money for politicians like Pelosi, or it's for more votes like Biden.
No question about it. In fact, I suggest to any person, if you go to a doctor and he says, I suggest this, suggest that, suggest the other, analyze it and determine yourself, is this right for me? Is this what the doctor is reading off his screen that is called the CDC protocol, and it has to do with M-O-N-E-Y and not based on what is best for our health? I'm adamantly opposed to the CDC protocol and for a doctor to read it off the screen rather than a proper examination and making a determination himself as to what you need to be prescribed and how to heal you.
Dr. Youngblood, I just thank you for what you do and being a man of God and telling the truth. I just really thank you. And I know I'm not the only one, but we know when we listen to this broadcast, we're hearing the truth. And we know it could come to an end. They could take you off because you are factual. And they don't like facts. They don't like the truth. But God bless you, and I thank you so much.
Tom, thanks so much for your kind words. And I want to say absolutely I will be continue to tell the truth until the final breath. I'm looking at an article here that says 33 dead and sick friends in 8 months, all were vaxxed. This article dated July the 23rd. Yes, you read correctly. There are so far 33 friends of mine and relatives dead or sick since our wedding night 8 months ago. I've done the research. All 33 were fully vaxxed, every one of them. This is a vaccine death and disaster cluster. But it has nothing to do with our wedding. Open your eyes. This is happening everywhere. Non-COVID-19 deaths are up dramatically in the United States and all over the world. Life insurance companies reported that non-COVID-19 deaths are up by 40% among the youth, working American ages, working Americans. Lincoln National Report, death benefits payout, over 163% increase in the year since COVID-19 vaccines came out. These are deaths increase are not seen, were not even seen during World War II. Read the headlines. Every day a new celebrity, a new actor, rock star, athlete, or CEO is dropping dead suddenly and unexpectedly. Most of them are way too young to die or suffer strokes or heart attacks. I'm betting that they all have had one thing in common. They have had the COVID vaccination. Looking at another article here, says, prosecute COVID injections conspirators now. Number of dead staggering. And it goes on to give the historical information. The article is about a 10-page article dated July the 25th, 2022, and states this in opening. In March 2020, the world was suddenly rocked after Satan's servants, the World Health Organization declared a pandemic. Look out, because Marxist WHO director Tedros is at it again. World Health Organization declares the monkeypox global health emergency, 5 deaths worldwide. And yet they're declaring it an emergency, July the 23rd, 2022. as far back as December 2019, some of the finest scientific minds on the planet warned people not to take the mRNA experimental injection called the COVID vaccine. If you don't die within the first week, millions will be severely injured. Anywhere from 4 to 18 months, could be as long as 3 to 5 years. Those experimental injections will have been working on or in destroying your natural immune system. Then comes the development of the autoimmune disease, 80% with no cure, and then permanent death finally. And it goes on with the statistical data, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This article says the prostitute media, the governors of both parties, mayors, Hollywood dumbos, official health people, all declared everyone must get shot, despite thousands dying while they were lying. The media whores very effectively used visual optics to scare this country into compliance, and then some so-called mandates, either play Russian roulette with your life or lose your source of income. It's your choice, was what this writer says. As the number of adverse reactions, permanent disabilities, and death skyrocketed, Satan's other thugs like Facebook, Google, Twitter, YouTube, etc., all had were censoring every video interview of scientists and doctors telling the scientific truth about the injections, and which legally are not vaccines at all. Then came the unelected so-called health officials and boards moving against any doctors speaking out about early treatment or any protocols that were life-saving and that worked, and then threatening them with revoking their medical license, end quote. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I'm the parent of a murdered child during the COVID the plandemic is what it was. My daughter did not take the vaccine, and that was made a huge deal when she was admitted to the hospital because she didn't have it. And it was almost like that just made her life expendable, okay, the fact that she had not taken that she had not taken this experimental jab. None of us had. No one in my family had. Mm-hmm. And I'm the parent of a child that was injured by vaccines. So I this happened 30 years before. So that was one reason we were so cautious about it. But people need to know that life-saving treatments were withheld from people.
Yes.
They were withheld, even though their family was asking for it and advocating for it. And they were told that they couldn't have it. No, 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 no. We could only get remdesivir, which shuts down your organs. And you could only get whatever the protocol was, whatever Dr. Fauci's protocol was. And because of that, my daughter really, I think she truly died of just untreated pneumonia. She was not treated. She was not treated. And my heart breaks about this every day.
Yes.
And I intend to keep speaking up about this everywhere I go because of how unfair this was to so many people, not just my family, but so many families, your family, everyone's family that was affected by this. It has been murder is what it is. It's murder. And they need to be held accountable. And I'm going to listen to the end of your show because I really want to get with this. So,
Miranda, continue to listen because you're exactly right. And do not be silent. Continue to speak up. Continue to stand up. Continue to demand. In fact, I am still totally wrought up that our legislators in the state of Florida passed this immunity bill that allows the doctors from the hospital, the medical association, to murder our loved ones and get by with total immunity. I am bothered by that. In fact, you might recall some of those days on the broadcast where I was encouraging people to call the governor's office, send emails, text messages, et cetera. He had about 30,000 emails on his desk, as I call it. He had about 10,000 telephone calls, and yet signed that bill anyway because of being pushed by the lobbyists and the insurance companies saying that if this bill were not passed, that hospitals would be put out of business by ambulance chasers. Well, I've got news for anyone listening, Miranda, that may not have heard it, that the Ascension Hospital Group, just naming one, Ascension Hospital Group, between 20 and 2021, made $1.9 billion profit, a 573% increase in profit just off murdering COVID patients in their hospital facilities, because of the pay that they were getting, the bonuses, financial bonuses, receiving to follow the CDC protocol. But Miranda, thank you so much for your call. Keep praying, keep looking up. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, let me jump to the bottom line. We'll go back to some other thoughts if necessary. I'm looking at an article that's a multi-page article, and it has a picture of a young man and his wife on the front of it. It says, "We're going to get justice. Families unite to call out questionable hospital protocol that led to deaths." This article further states then, breaking news, live stream alert. It comes from the Epoch Times. The stories of families whose loved ones died in the hospitals because of what they call death protocol are strikingly similar. The patients were all scorned because their unvaccinated status, were given combination of sedatives and antiviral drug remdesivir. By the way, let me pause there. Remdesivir destroys the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, and the heart. And yet when my son was in the hospital and they started pumping remdesivir in him, all of a sudden they started saying they couldn't understand, his liver seems to be failing, could not understand, his lungs seem to be failing, could not understand, the kidneys were not working, et cetera, et cetera. Of course they're not. Remdesivir destroys the vital organs in a human body, and yet that is the primary number one protocol on the list for the physicians and the hospitals and the doctors and the medical associations to use following the CDC protocol, because it pays them mega, 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 mega dollars to follow that protocol. This article further states the patients were all scorned because of their unvaccinated status. They were kept isolated and malnourished and ultimately put on ventilators before ultimately dying. By the way, the reason they're put on ventilators, ladies and gentlemen, because CDC protocol, the SARS funds from the federal government paid the hospitals and the doctors $300,000 to stab the ventilator down the throat of your loved one. $300,000. And medical science says that if that ventilator is in your body more than 14 days, 86.5% never survive. 86.5% are murdered by the ventilators, and the hospitals and the doctors do that because of CDC protocol and the $300,000 they receive as bonuses to put you on the ventilator. This article further states, it's about a 20-page article, after the deaths of their loved ones, the families were left in confusion and were inconceivable stories that they wouldn't believe, stories of chilling administrative cruelty. The former Feds Group Freedom Foundation, listen to that name, former Feds, F-E-D-S, Group, G-R-O-U-P, Freedom Foundation, F-F-F-F, has gathered about 200 of these stories through its COVID-19 Humanity Betrayal Memory Project to build an online database of testimonies for the purpose of surveying accounts of treatment for the sick, unvaccinated, and prosecuting any cases involving alleged abuse. They are horror stories. Carolyn Blackman, for example, media director and task force coordinator for FFFF, told Epoch Times, the phrase, the pandemic of the unvaccinated, was used by the public officials to place blame, hear me, to place blame on those who chose not to take vaccines that later proved to be not safe and effective as touted. Goes further in this article. We need massive investigations. Brad Geyer, a former federal prosecutor for 21 years with the Department of Justice and FBI, told the Epoch Times, quote, we found these testimonial accounts to be so overwhelming, unimpeachable, and compelling that it might be exactly what we need to break the spell in our nation. Dr. Peter McCullough, a renowned cardiologist who has spoken out against COVID-19 protocol, is the president of FFFF, a New Jersey-based nonprofit made up of former federal agents, prosecutors, lawyers, medical professionals, researchers, and volunteers whose efforts are geared toward exposing what it has determined as fraudulent COVID-19 practices established by the medical establishment, as well as the Marxist ideology that have infiltrated the U.S. institutions and have directed society in a new normal of unconstitutionality, end quote. There are several goals of this project, that is the FFFF, one being to create a historical document on what has taken place for those who can't get the voices heard in mainstream media outlets and that have been corrupted by the safe and effective feedback loop, Gaia said. Then FFFF finds representation for the victims while building a larger collective case for crimes against humanity investigation. The article. Of sedating a patient with 15 different drugs, including fentanyl, and withholding food and water while keeping them isolated from their families. We need massive investigations, this article states again. Ladies and gentlemen, to put a ventilator in a human body, that body must be put in a state of suspension, and they do so by using some propofol, fentanyl, and some of the other major drugs as a cocktail to basically put your body in suspended animation. And in doing so, ladies and gentlemen, at the same time giving you the remdesivir that weakens and ultimately destroys the organs, the liver, the lungs, the heart, and the kidneys. And those are the failures that you ultimately die with, not because of COVID. In fact, the majority of the people going into the hospital with COVID, it's a phony, false COVID test to begin with, according to Dr. Malone, that was the inventor of the PCR testing that's been used. He said it was never designed to be used to give a positive test about COVID-19. This article goes on to say, they scare the people to death through emotional and psychological abuse. In each story, the family said members had told that the doctors presented the same case for ventilators. Quote, if I've heard that once, I've heard it 200 times is the exact words. We're just going to put you on the vent for a couple of days to give your lungs a little rest, the nurse said. It's like they got some kind of memo on what to tell their patients. It's all the same and it's all insane. There's also the COVID cocktail that set before the patient, this article said that she called the kidney failing combination of remdesivir and the other mind-boggling drugs, as she called it, the drugs that will put the body to sleep, are the cause of the death. They scare these people into death through emotional and psychological abuse. We had victims whose husbands literally had to break her out of the hospital with cops chasing them down the hallway to get away in their getaway car. They're treated worse than prisoners when placed in the hospital on so-called COVID. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an article that is a massive article. Let me refer you to it. It's found with the Epoch Times. It's on Epoch Times. It's dated July the 21st of 2022, and the organization that's put together is the former Feds Group Freedom Foundation, FFFF. Ladies and gentlemen, I commend it to you, ask you to research it. I'm going to be promoting this and having other broadcasts on it because I believe we need to have everyone listening that's had a family member die from the COVID murder in the hospitals need to join this organization and to see if we can get justice in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.